It's good to see you in the house of the Lord this evening. If you will, take a hymnal to page number 120. Page 120, and let's sing Victory in Jesus. Sing with me now. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I remember all of the announcements. We've got a lot of things going on. I'll surely not remember them all. But please, choir will be here next Saturday from 10 to 12. Next Sunday morning service, regular service on Sunday morning. But next Sunday evening is at 6 o'clock for our choir Christmas program entitled Emmanuel, God with Us. And we're very excited about it. Hope you are as well. Invite folks to come. A lot of folks don't have service on Sunday night, so that'll give us an opportunity to invite some folks that wouldn't normally be able to be here. And so please invite them to come. We'd love to have them and get the word out. And again, that's next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock for our Christmas program. And we seriously desire your prayers. We're still working hard at it. We'll have an extra practice thrown in next week, so please remember... You all right? He's getting there. Also, please remember all the prayer requests. Claudia, Brother Larry, and Ceylon, Shirley, and I'm sure there's many more. So please remember those. And let's just pray for one another this week. We need to stay healthy. Amen? So try your best to stay out of the rain and the weather. Out of each other's faces, I suppose. I try to do the best you can. I don't know. But let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Ask the Lord to be with us tonight. Anything else that I'm missing you want to mention, Pastor? All right. Dion, would you take us, Lord, tonight in word of prayer? Christmas season. Amen. We hardly ever get an opportunity to sing these songs, so we're going to take advantage of it tonight. Turn with me over to page number 366, down at the bottom of the page, and let's sing together Silent Night. Holy night, shine.
never heard that song before. I like it. I like it. Story wouldn't be as good. I love that line. I like that a lot. Like it. Thank you, Miss Shiloh. All right. If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, make your way to Genesis chapter number 26. Genesis chapter number 26. It's been a good day here at Calvary today. Some of us have been here some part of the day, then others have been here all day. And so it's just been a good day today. Of course, this morning we had communion and tried to preach a little bit tied into that about Jesus from the cradle to the cross. And so we enjoyed that. But whole different service tonight. I want to bring you something that you can take home with you and think about. Kind of have everybody scattered out tonight, and as Brother Berman used to say, use a scatter gun. And but anyway, it's good to be here. Genesis chapter number 26. I want to read one verse tonight, and that is verse number 12. Genesis 26. In verse number 12, the Bible says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him." That's our one text verse for tonight. And, of course, we're going to be looking at some other verses in this story. But Isaac is in Canaan land. He is in the southern part at this particular time. He's in a place called Gerar. Canaan being the place that God had for him, that God planted him in, the place of provision. Canaan was. It was the place of protection, the place of promise, and it was also the place of purpose. God planted him there. At this particular time, there was a famine there in that place. There was a drought. No rain, no harvest, no food. You starve. Yet Isaac stayed and sowed in that land, being obedient to God, and God supernaturally blessed his efforts with an abundant harvest. In return, he ate. No doubt, he made a living, and he waxed great, the Bible says. Of course, had children and fulfilled his purpose. Isaac bloomed. Isaac bloomed. With that being said tonight, I want to use verse 12 again as my launching pad, as my text verse, and I want to preach just for a few moments on this subject. Bloom where God has planted you. Bloom where God has planted you. Has God planted you at Calvary Baptist Church? Has God planted you where you work? Has God planted you where you live? The things that you do on a daily basis that you know God has called you to do, I want to encourage you to keep on doing those things. Keep on doing those things. Bloom where God has planted you until otherwise notified. Keep serving. Keep working. Keep being patient. Keep being consistent until you know for sure God is calling you elsewhere. Bloom where God has planted you. Now tonight, no doubt trying times do occur. even in and especially in the will of God, dry times, regular, routine, mundane days, hardships, difficulties, challenges of our faith, moments of doubt, these times occur, but these are no reasons to abort the will of Almighty God. At some point along the way in our journey, we will be challenged to continue on when we might be thinking otherwise. And so tonight, I want to share with you four simple things from this story about Isaac's blooming experience. And I want to use these things as principles or lessons for our lives. Number one tonight, I want you to notice in verse number one of Genesis 26, we see a hesitation here. A hesitation. We see Isaac the hesitant. In verse number one, the Bible says, "And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar." And so we see the hesitant Isaac. How Isaac at this mode in his life is in reactive mode. There is a drought in this special place where God put him, Canaan land, the place he had been told of by his father through the years growing up. He knows Canaan land is his special place, yet there's a drought in this special place. He is in reactive mode. He is hesitant. He is on his way to Egypt for resources. He's going to Egypt to find food. He's going to Egypt for corn. But I want you to notice something. Isaac is getting ready to repeat history. Notice in the middle part of this verse, the Bible says, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham." Same scenario years before. Abraham arrived in Canaan land, that blessed place. And not many days after his arrival, there was a drought. There was a famine. There was no resources. And so Abraham actually achieved his goal in going back to Egypt. And so now we see that there's the same set of circumstances. And will it be like father, like son? Will it be that here? We see that there was a history that was about to be repeated. What is Isaac going to do? Is history going to repeat itself? Well, we know that Abraham, not only do we see his great faith in the Bible, but also we see his great failures in the Bible as well. God said that he would bless him in Canaan land. And so we see that Abraham failed at a certain place in his life. And so we see that here, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham." Did you know tonight that history will repeat itself unless something changes? History will repeat itself unless someone changes. Lord, help us. Lord, help me make some changes in my life so history won't repeat itself in some of the struggles that I have. Let us learn from the failure of others. Let us learn from our own failures. Let us learn in life what we need to do to make things right and not repeat history. So tonight we see a hesitation. There's a hesitation here. But I want to go a step further. Not only is there a hesitation, but in verse number two, I see an intervention. There's an intervention. God intervened when Isaac hesitated. Notice verse number two. "And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. So we see an intervention. God intervened when Isaac hesitated. And also we see that Isaac's steps were directed during this particular time. Notice, if you would, in verse number 3. The Bible says, sojourn. Sojourn in this land, and I will bless, or I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. We see that there was an intervention here when Isaac hesitated and God directed his steps. That word sojourn in verse number 3 means to turn aside from the road. And so the picture that we have is Isaac going to Egypt for resources and God intervening on his behalf and telling him to turn aside from the direction you're going and stay right here in Gerar, which is in the southern part of Canaan. God intervened while he was going down the wrong road. Isn't it a blessing tonight to know that we serve a God who can intervene in our life when we may be going down the wrong road or just a road that the Lord doesn't want us to go down? We serve a God who knows how to intervene. So tonight we see that God directed Isaac's steps, and God directs our steps as well. When we trust in him, he directs us. Even when we falter in our faith, God still has a way of directing us and protecting us. What a blessing tonight that we serve a God who intervenes. I'm sure we could go around the house tonight and each and every one of us can give a testimony of how that God showed up in your life. There was a need that needed to be met. There was a situation that you were facing. There was a crossroads you were at. And there was unfamiliar territory you were involved with. And yet the Lord intervened in your life. What a blessing it is to know that we serve a God who intervenes. Not only do we see that Isaac's steps were directed during this intervention, but we see Isaac's faith was tested during this intervention. Look in verse number 3 again. He says, sojourn in this land. Notice this. And I will be with thee and will bless thee. He said, Isaac, turn aside from the road you're on and park it right there in Gerar. Stay in Canaan. He says, because it's in Canaan where I'm going to bless you. It's in Canaan where I'm going to be with you. But wait a minute. There's a famine in Canaan. There's been no rain. And because there's no rain, there's not going to be a harvest. And because there's not going to be a harvest, there's going to be no food to eat. Therefore, I die. And so Isaac's faith was tested. He could either continue on the road he was on, going to Egypt where there was plenty of corn, or he could turn aside from that road and stay where God had planted him and reap the benefits, but there would have been a faith test. And so many times in life, I say it so many times, and I'm preaching to me as well, and I'm reminding myself daily that so many times in life we are having our faith tested when the actual perception of things looks sometimes terrifying. The perception of things looks difficult in the way that we perceive things. They're very challenging. But the reality is Jesus says that he will take care of us. The Lord says that he would provide for us if we would walk in his ways, and that if we would yield ourselves to him, and if we would abide in him, if we would stay in the book, if we would stay connected in prayer, if that we would walk with him and talk with him, that he would bless us. We would be underneath that umbrella of blessing. And so that's what happened to Isaac. His faith was tested. What are you going through tonight? I mean, the place where God has planted you, It may be the church. It may be your work. It may have something to do with your family, a family dynamic, a home, just a situation in life that you know God has set up. You know God has planted you there, but it's dry. The wheels are not turning like you would like for them to turn. You may feel like you're in a rut tonight. Somewhere that you know God has put you, but yet nothing is coming forth of any value. There's no fruit. There's no anything telling you that God is in this. This is the faith test. The faith test. You know, I read in another place in the Bible where the word was sent out to dig ditches. And the prophet was told the people to make this valley full of ditches. Then the Lord would fill those ditches and use those ditches full of water as a strategic move in a war. And so they had to dig in faith. They had to believe that when they would start digging, that God would fill the ditches. And the Bible says in that account, I believe it's over in Kings somewhere, I have to go back and look, that they dug and that they kept digging, and there was no wind, there was no sign of rain, there was nothing. But they dug according to the word of God. And the Bible says that those ditches were filled with water. And you and I, that's a picture of our life today. There's times where we just have to keep digging. There may not be no physical sign that God's going to open the floodgates and he's just going to bless the ministry, bless that area of your life. But, you know, that's up to God, isn't it? Giving the increase. It's up to us to do the work that he's called us to do. We've just got to dig in faith, believe in faith, and keep going and going and going. And so we see that our faith gets tested. Isaac's faith was tested. God said, Isaac, I want you to stay right here where I called you. I know it's dry. I know there's no resources, but I will bless you. And so we as children of God, we will be challenged to believe what we perceive or believe that God will follow through in his promises. This is how we grow in faith. And you know, Daddy Abraham emphasized many times to Isaac about the event on Mount Moriah. Isaac was a young man then. And you know, after that experience, Abraham would emphasize to his son that God would provide. And you know, Isaac remembers very well, though a small young man, some believe a young teenager at the time, you know he remembers when Daddy said, Isaac, lay down. And you know he remembers when Daddy had the dagger. And I mean, he remembers very well and how that dagger from his daddy about went in his chest. And how that God intervened. And how that he had a ram caught in the thickets by his horns. The Bible says he looked up and behind him there was the provision. And so Abraham reminded Isaac. And Isaac knew from experience that God provides. And so with all of that swelling and rolling through his mind on his way to Egypt, God said, stay put, Isaac, and I will bless you. That's the challenge when things don't go well. That's the challenge when things stop. That's the challenge when there's no productivity, is wanting to quit and walk away. My word to you tonight is bloom where God has planted you. Hey, listen, it's easy to serve the Lord when the sun's shining, right? It's easy to serve the Lord when there's nowhere to sit in church and God has just opened the floodgates and the whole church is full of people. It's easy to serve the Lord when you go to work on Monday and everybody's so nice and, oh, hey, how you doing? Good morning, Miss Christie. Can I give you something to eat? You know, you go to work, you go to school, and even in school, oh, hey, everybody, it's a wonderful, wonderful world full of jelly rolls. And, you know, just, oh, that's easy to live for Jesus. It's easy when everything is going right to live for God. The challenge is when everything goes wrong. Like we said this morning, it's not about how high you jump on Sunday. It's about how straight you walk on Monday. And that's the truth tonight. There's a challenge. So you and I both know very well that during the times of testing, God will provide. You know that. We've all experienced that. And we learn that either by believing or unbelieving. So we see an intervention here that God involved himself. The Lord appeared unto him in verse number 2 and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. There's a third thing I see, not only a hesitation, an intervention, but I see an exhortation in verse number 3 and 4. God encourages Isaac by renewing the Abrahamic covenant to him, reminding him of his blessings. Look in verse number 3 again. Sojourn in this land, number 1, and I will be with thee. This speaks of God's presence. He says, I will be with you. And then he says, and will bless thee. This speaks of God's provision. Isaac, anything you need, that you need, food, raiment, anything, I will provide for you. I will bless thee beyond just the temporary things. And then he says, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. This is a promise saying that, Isaac, I will give you these countries. And so he's promising to Isaac that he will occupy some countries and his children will occupy the countries. Right now, there at this particular time, there were enemies occupying those countries. But God said, you're going to occupy those countries. And tonight, while saying that and along those lines, the enemy may have some grounds in our life. He may be in your life occupying some territory. The enemy may be in your life occupying some grounds. But if we involve Jesus in the equation, if we walk with him and talk with him, God will drive out the enemy. And he gives him a promise. He says, you will occupy, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And then he says, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. This is the continued promise here, ultimately speaking of the promised Messiah from his seed. Again, the land of Canaan, multiplication of children. Verse number 4, the promises in different words are mentioned here, but also a continuation of the promises. And so in verse number 3 and 4, the Lord, he exhorts Isaac by his presence. He exhorts Isaac by these provisions and by these other promises. And so God tries to encourage Isaac to continue, to stand his ground, to bloom where he is planted based upon the renewing of the Abrahamic covenant. God encourages Isaac with the blessings of God. Stay in step with me and I will bless you. Isaac stayed and his work bloomed. By staying in God's will, staying in step with God, doing what pleases him, always comes with God's blessing. Always. He will take care of you. He will use you. You will bloom if you stay where God puts you. God will provide when we stay the course. God will manifest His presence when we're on the right course. Meaning, we'll experience the peace of God, the joy of God, great contentment wrapped up in God, a close and personal encounter with God, sweet communion. These things are found when we're walking with the Lord and we're staying put where He told us to stay and continue on to serve. God has not and will not fail in any of His promises He gave us. So tonight, this should encourage our hearts to persevere and to continue to believe and be steadfast where God has put us in life on a daily basis. We have an exhortation here. But then let me mention this, and we'll be through tonight. Not only an exhortation, but finally wrapping back around to our text verse, a manifestation. Now we're skipping over verse number 5 down to verse number 11. Verse number 5, we see Abraham celebrated. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Verse number 6 down through verse number 11, we have Isaac kind of repeating history. He said his wife Rebekah was a sister, so they wouldn't kill him and take his wife. That plan backfired just like it backfired on his daddy. That's Isaac and Abimelech. But verse number 12, then Isaac sowed in that land. That's an emphatic statement talking about the land of Gerar, and received in the same year. That is another statement saying the same year of the drought. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Isaac stayed. Isaac believed. Isaac continued and worked, and God supernaturally blessed him. Isaac bloomed where God put him. He bloomed spiritually. He bloomed in faith. He bloomed in his works. He bloomed for the glory of God. And so we can take some principles and lessons from this story and look upon our own lives and say, you know, maybe I ought to keep going forward as well. Although the circumstances aren't that favorable, maybe I should just keep digging. Maybe I should just keep working until otherwise noted by the Lord. Bloom where God has planted you. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the very truths of your word. There's so many stories. These are real stories. We know that. So many applications, Lord. So many wonderful truths found in the Bible. But Lord, we see here another faith that's been tested, Isaac. And we see that he stood the test. He passed the test. You blessed him, and tonight we're just simply trying to say that and to adopt that. Lord, we want to pass the test. Lord, we want to stay where you put us through the avenues and the areas of our life of responsibility. God, help us stay focused on thee. Having our hand put to the plow, not looking back, only looking forward. We pray tonight, God, if there's someone here that needs to come and just say, Lord, renew my mind, renew my heart in the areas of life that you have me in. I pray that they would come freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to